This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The first civilians evacuated from the bombed-out steel plant that has become the last stronghold of Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol are slowly making their way toward safety Monday, as others who managed to escape the city described terrifying weeks of bombardment and deprivation. More than 100 civilians, including elderly women and mothers with small children, left the sprawling, rubble-strewn Azovstal steel mill on Sunday and set out in buses and ambulances for the Ukrainian-controlled city of Zaporizhia to the northwest. If successful, the evacuation would represent rare progress in easing the human cost of the almost 10-week war. But Ukrainian authorities claim 500,000 Ukrainians have been taken to Russia against their will. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking to Greek state TV, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the remaining civilians in the Azovstal factory in the city of Mariupol are afraid to board buses because they believe they'll be taken to Russia. Ukrainian Defense Ministry spokesman Colonel Oleksandr Motuzyanik reiterated the suspicions. We have information that the people of Mariupol are forcibly deported to the territory of the Russian Federation. The United Nations has begun evacuating civilians from the factory. Zelensky said UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres assured him that those evacuated would end up in an area controlled by the government of Ukraine. We want to believe this, the Ukrainian leader said. I'm Karen Chamas.
And now a Russian, or rather U.S. official says Russia is planning immediately to annex the two eastern regions of Ukraine battered by its invasion after failing to overthrow the Kiev government.